Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, an awful lot to get to today, which is ironic because the sports scene locally here yesterday was kind of a nothing burger. You know, Phils rained out. Now, they got a doubleheader today, so the Phils back at it. That is if the rain allows them to play. NFL schedule, guys, big day today. Obviously, some games have already trickled out with the birds, but today's the day where the NFL schedule is released in full force. So we'll get into all sorts of possibilities with that. Obviously, the Pete Rose thing, another major, I mean major topic that we will discuss at great length today. You just heard Boomer Esiason with his commentary right there. Look, we want your commentary, your reaction to Pete Rose after his death reinstated by Major League Baseball. What do you make of that and all of this? At 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It's good to see you again.
You too, bud. What's going on?
The living room set of the Addams Family.
Yes.
The TV show. Can you picture it in your mind?
No, I really can't.
See, I can. I saw it a lot during the daytime when it was on rerun.
Sure.
But, man, it was bright pink. All of that stuff, that entire living room, dining room, the rugs, bright pink, the wallpaper, bright pink. All the furniture was garish looking and bright and playful, but no one ever knew it because it's black and white.
Black and white
Black and white in 1964.
How about that fact right there? How about that? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, look, a lot to hit here today at 215-592-9494. First question, 1 o'clock Phillies game. Is it going to be a 1 o'clock Phillies game?
It sure didn't feel that way when I was driving in.
Yeah, hopefully. Because if there's not a 1 o'clock Phillies game, then that might affect the 6:15 Phillies game that's also supposed to happen.
That is correct.
So.
Rhea, are we having a 1 o'clock game today?
There's a hole in the weather. It says around 1 o'clock that it should not be raining. I'm just saying by the hourly. Yeah. And so we might get it in.
I saw something earlier that said 3 o'clock is when the rain subsides. I don't know. We'll see. Doubleheader scheduled for today. We'll get into Bryce and more today. You know, Rob Thompson on the show yesterday talking about Bryce. We'll get to that shortly. NFL schedule will do in heavy dose. Let's start now. So my first chance to comment on any of these Eagles games. Obviously, I was out the last 2 days. It was chatter as you know, these games kind of trickled out. Tonight, full force. Here's my first reaction. I'm going to break it up in two parts. First off, week one, Dallas. Love it. Love it. I know for a lot of people it was sort of a downer because Dallas is not the quality team that otherwise could have been out there on the field.
They're a bottom five NFL team.
Yeah, but they're not going to be this year.
I don't know.
They're not
going to
be a bottom. They're going to get Dak Prescott healthy, and they're probably going to be a 500 or better team if I had to guess. Now, I could be wrong about that.
I feel like they will be a 500-ish team, but they still have glaring shortcomings and issues all over the place because they're mismanaged.
Well, I agree with that, but here's the reality. Here's why I love it, and I think this got shortchanged. I heard some comment on it, but guys, I don't think enough people, I'll use the word dwelled, on this fact. Eagles raised a freaking banner in front of the Dallas Cowboys. To me, that trumps quality of opponent, Detroit, Rams, whatever, pick your squad, quality of opponent for this perception of like Thursday night, week one, game one, showdown. Like, I get that theory. And that was where I thought the NFL would take it. I did. I thought the NFL would take it in like a Rams.
This is lame. They are a lame feeling team.
John, it is the Dallas Cowboys versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
They were a joke last season. But it's, yeah.
Are you telling me you don't
okay,
love...
That was,
they were a joke
the Dallas Cowboys
season.
Were awesome back
they
in 1994.
They won the division the year before.
The year before they won the division.
Yeah.
Great.
And by the way, Dak Prescott missed a lot of the
That's
season.
That's because we had the downturn temporarily. It's the Dallas Cowboys are a joke, continue to be a joke. They have... When I was playing here, It was the Giants, but who were the team who were more of a threat.
John, they won 12 games three straight years as recently as 2 years ago.
Okay, great. Good for them. That doesn't mean they're good. Did they do anything? Did they move through the postseason at any point? They've got a host of issues. They've got a quarterback who's good, not great. They've got an owner who tries to take too much control.
Well, I don't disagree with that. But there's two aspects to this I disagree with people on. One, I think Dallas is better than perceived. So I don't think like the concept of they're a bottom five team, I don't think they will be. That's number one.
Their lack of discipline makes however good they are even worse.
Well, how did they win 12 games three straight years if they're so consistently horrendous?
Because
John, that makes no sense.
Because they had great talent in some areas.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right. So one, I don't think they're as bad as perceived. So I don't think it's as bad for the NFL as perceived. That's one. Two, I just love the Eagles raising the freaking banner in front of them. I mean, you guys know my thing. I said this 7 years ago when the Eagles were about to play game one, week one of 2018. They didn't take my advice. Maybe that's why they didn't win for seven more years. Take the freaking Lombardi trophy to the midfield for the freaking coin flip.
Love that.
Here come my captains. Here comes Lane Johnson. It's Lane and Jake Elliott left that have won two titles. One gets to hold one gets to hold the other, right to midfield. So, just count me again.
Intimidating to have your kicker there.
Well, okay. Lane Johnson, hold both. My point is, I do like this week one thing. And I think it has gotten shortchanged as people have focused on a rematch with the Rams or some other, compelling, games.
Good teams.
Better teams.
Teams that earned the national spotlight.
Well,
that's my problem. I do feel like there are teams who deserved this opportunity to highlight their organization, like the Dallas Cowboys are one of them. Dallas Cowboys always get the automatic highlight when they're the home team every Thanksgiving. That's a cheat code they automatically get. That's unfair.
All right, so look, we'll take your reaction on the week one thing. Obviously, it's been a topic for about 36 hours or so, but my first chance to weigh in.
That's a Cowboys sympathizer.
Knock it off. All right, next thing. It's a buckle up day, guys. It's a buckle up. Schedule's going to be tough. And we're, when this thing gets released tonight, I have fear, and I'll use that word fear, that people tonight, tomorrow morning on our show will be expressing concern about the schedule. Look, here's what we know so far, four games. We know those games are against the Cowboys, the Packers, the Bears, and Washington. We do know that all four are not on a Sunday. We do know that non-Sunday games are what gets released first, so it's noteworthy from the standpoint that we should indicate, well, of course they're not Sundays because they release the special games. And the Eagles are a special team, and so they get to play a lot of special games. And so, voila, away you go. But guys, to me, this is a precursor for what's coming, which I'm just telling you right now, I'm going to predict is going to be a hell of a hellacious schedule. And I just wonder how, let me put it this way. It's not going to surprise me when we get to, September 3rd or 4th, right after Labor Day, and we make our predictions for the season before that Eagles-Cowboys game. I could see me coming in at 11-6 for a lot of reasons. One is the defense is going to be lesser and probably substantially lesser. And two, the schedule is going to be harder and probably substantially harder. I mean, guys, John, wouldn't you agree that all these non-Sunday games is not an ideal way to embark on the campaign? I know you're going to say no.
I don't think it matters.
I know you don't.
The one thing that matters to me is if it's Thursday and we just played, that's really tough.
Especially if it's on the road.
You are going to crush me. And I know how bad that's going to hurt and I hate it. But I don't know. I don't think that dictates outcome. I think that any team that's mentally tough and worth their salt can overcome that sort of thing.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. Never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I think the wonky schedule that's every which way Saturdays and Wednesdays now and Fridays, That means that people want to see you. That means that people around the country think your team's good. Yeah. And people everywhere think our team is good. People everywhere. I love the fact that yesterday I'm watching, you know, the shows and stuff, and people are talking about Joe Burrow is once again talking about us and the way that Howie manages our cap. Hey, take a lesson from the Philadelphia Eagles. He actually said, you know, once upon a time, recently, when his wide receivers were needing paid, he said, hey, just take a look at how the Eagles do it. Take a look at that and do that. Seems like that's working great for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now he wants to get his defensive end signed. He's saying the same thing. They're bringing the same thing up. We are the envy,
that's right,
of the rest of the NFL.
Yeah.
Because our guy gets it. And our players know our guy gets it. I'm telling you, that's the one thing that just sort of was a little bit off when I was playing here. Like, the guys knew, the players knew that the guy got it, but they knew that he was going to be really cutthroat with you. And
talking
they knew,
about Joe.
Yes.
Banner, yeah.
Joe Banner.
Yeah.
And they knew that it was like, hey, when you're 30, it's just cut and dry. There's no, it's just very fixed. It's hard and fast. I think Howie has somehow blended compassion with the rules, the hard and fast rules of the past.
I would say sensibility.
More sensibility.
Yeah.
A lot of success.
A lot of success.
That helps.
Well, look,
everything has changed for the better. That's for sure.
Well, it has. Look, we'll take your reaction on a whole host of things. I mean, the four games we know so far with the Eagles, what do you make of none of them being on a Sunday? What do you make of that? To me, it's a harbinger of what I am bracing for, which is tonight to feel, you know, when we find out the schedule, and I think it's 8 o'clock, like, whoa, boy, buckle up. And it's not to say the Eagles shouldn't make the playoffs and won't make the playoffs. They very well should and will, I think. But I think
they will.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but it's going to be, guys, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder. And that's what the NFL does to you. Look, we'll take your reaction and your sense of anticipation for tonight, but also, just fundamentally, are you in or out on the Eagles versus Dallas week one? I think it's great. And I, you know, what I heard yesterday was not nearly enough embracing of the idea of sticking it up to freaking Cowboys Keister right in front of them with like, here it is. Eagles won the Super Bowl. I mean, screw Detroit. Who cares of the Rams? How do you beat that we get to be at Lincoln Financial Field and raise the banner in front of the Cowboys? How is that not more embraced? 215-592-9494. Look, we'll take your reaction to that. How you can win Metallica tickets, we'll tell you that next. The Pete Rose thing, it's a wild story. We'll detail it, what the commissioner said, the Philly statement. We'll get into all of that. And again, as I said, your Metallica opportunity as well. Hop aboard. You can only win the Metallica tickets if you call. What's your reaction so far? Joe to Cameron, Jen Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Just off and rolling on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, the best place to find all of your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, well, you can. Or maybe a guy's been flirting with a potential triple-double. Check that out. Get the latest stats right there, the stats themselves, inside the app. See who's heating up. Once the game starts, and obviously every day, you know, we got the more NBA playoffs, more NHL playoffs, and other than rain, you know, more Major League Baseball, certainly locally. Well, once the game starts, that's when things get real interesting. You can combine your live prop bets into a same-game parlay for your chance to win big, real big. So lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's the website. FanDuel.com/hammer. Get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.